Time for a look at the news for a Monday, the 29th day of March for 2021. Well, the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office currently looking for two or more individuals wanted for felony vandalism after heavy lumber was found dumped into the Utica Water and Power Authority Canal. The system of wooden flumes carries water to the utility company's more than 10,000 customers between Murphy's and Angel's Camp. Officials believe the vandalism occurred earlier this month. A large pile of lumber staged for flume repairs was tossed by the subjects into a portion of the water supply system east of Forest Meadows near the end of Pennsylvania Gulch Road. Officials are currently reviewing evidence, including surveillance footage, tire tracks, and footprints, and they're asking the public for assistance in reporting any suspicious activity observed near Utica's water supply system. Those with information can call the Sheriff's Office, 754-6500, or the anonymous tip line, 754-6030.
Well, both Amador and Calaveras law enforcement once again reminding local residents, be aware of possible mail theft. Remember, tax season. Returns and stimulus checks are just some of the added attractions to mail thieves. Mail theft often leads to other crimes, such as identity theft. Keep in mind, even a simple utility bill, valuable to an identity theft. And remember, your mailbox is the most non-technological point for identity theft. Even if you have a locking mailbox, never leave mail in it overnight. And a visible home surveillance system can be a threat to any unexpected guests. As always, report any suspicious vehicles to local law enforcement as soon as possible.
Amador County Public Health will hold another round of COVID-19 vaccine clinics this coming Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Eligibility for these clinics now include Amador residents 50 years and older, Amador residents with chronic health conditions, those 18 and over. Also, grocery store workers, agricultural workers, restaurant and food service workers are now eligible. You must live or work in Amador County to be eligible. The upcoming clinics will be held at the Health and Human Services Building. Please be advised that appointment slots are limited. If you make an appointment, please show up. Visit the Amador County website for registration information.
And Caltrans on Friday allocated $491 million to address transportation needs throughout the state, Amador and Calaveras in line for a portion of the funding. Now, this investment, which includes $273 million generated from Senate Bill 1, the Road Repair and Accountability Act of 2017, will repair highways and bridges and improve California's growing network of mass transit, bicycle, and pedestrian routes. This includes improving safety and access for motorists, bicyclists, and pedestrians, and planning for long-term maintenance. One of the projects approved, repairing or replacing damaged and non-functioning traffic management system elements in Amador and Calaveras on routes 4, 26, 49, and 104 at various locations, sharing nearly $4 million with other areas in Caltrans District 10. The project will help reduce congestion and improve operational efficiency. Funding for the projects comes from federal and state gas taxes.
And the Jackson City Council and Planning Commission will hold a community workshop for the General Plan Update Project tonight at 7 o'clock. Participation can be either in person at the Civic Center or online. Every city and county in California is required to have a general plan. The general plan is the city's guiding policy document for future development and planning decisions related to land use, transportation, public services, and resource conservation. The city wants to hear from its residents, businesses, and employees to make sure the general plan addresses current issues of local concern and provides a vision for the future, the next 20 years, that is consistent with the desires of the community. The entire Jackson community is encouraged to participate in the General Plan Update Project. For more info, contact the Jackson Planning Department.
And the El Dorado County Fair and Events Center hosting a swap meet flea market at the fairgrounds this Saturday. On Saturday, April 3rd, as well as Saturday, May 1st, Shoppers will find a wide variety of steals and deals ranging from antiques, new items, crafts, collectibles, and gently used items. The swap meets will be held from 9 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon. If rainy, they'll set up in the Vicini family pavilions, and on a sunny day, vendors will face flooding the plaza, which faces Placerville Drive. Admission and parking is free. The fairgrounds located at 100 Placerville Drive in Placerville. Shoppers and sellers should use the gate on Armory Road next to Rayleigh's. Visit the fair website, eldoradocountyfair.org, or call the office, 530-621-5860, for more information.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning. From the KVGC Newsroom,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.